Welcome to Torat Imecha Haftorah with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Micha Haritz, and today we will be studying the Haftorah for Parsha Shmini. What happens in Parsha Shmini? We are now in the book of Vayikra. Parsha Shmini is discussing the eighth day of the Chanukah HaMishkan, which corresponds with Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the day that the Mishkan was put up. In fact, as I'll say, this day, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, is so holy because the Mishkan was put up on this day that this day took 10 crowns of creation. However, in their ecstasy on this very holy day, as is well known, Nadav and Avihu, the first two sons of Aaron, take a foreign fire, which God has not commanded them. They enter into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Immediately, two threads of fire descend from heaven, enter their nostrils, and burn their souls. In the middle of the great ecstasy of Chanukah HaMishkan, Nadav and Avihu's lives are taken. We learn from here that to become close to God can only be within the parameters of what is allowed by Torah. There is room, of course, for religious fervor and religious creativity, as long as it is within the confines of Torah. The pasuk says, "Vayikruvu eish zara asher lo tziva osam." So therefore, the parshas about also in Parshas Shmini and Perek Aleph, we have ma'achalos asuros and ma'achalos mutoros, permitted and forbidden foodstuffs. The Haftorah, however, connects to the inyan of Chanukah HaMishkan, the inauguration of the Mishkan, the erection of the Mishkan, as well as the deaths of Nadav and Avihu. It is a very lengthy Haftorah, and I do not have a very lengthy time slot to teach this to you. So I will do the best that I can. I will give you the overview from Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks, Zichrono Levracha. Oh, by the way, I should just tell you that the Haftorah comes from Sefer Shmuel Bet, Perek Vav, the entire Perek Vav, and Ashkenazim continue into Perek Zayin through Pasuk Yud Zayin. Okay, the theme of the Haftorah is the bringing of the Aron Kodesh to Ir David in the time of David Melech Yisrael. David arranges for the Aron Kodesh to be brought to the Holy City, even though, of course, it is Shlomo who will build the Beit HaMikdash. David erects a special tent where the Aron Kodesh will have its home, and that is what the Haftorah is about in Perek Zayin, which the Ashkenazim continue. David HaMelech wishes to build a Beit HaMikdash for Hashem, a permanent home, but Hashem appears to Nasan HaNavi and tells him to tell David it is not him who will build the Beit HaMikdash, it will be his son who will have a covenant with God and build the Beit HaMikdash. I'm now going to give you the overview from Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks. This Haftorah is one of a set of chapters in Sefer Shmuel Bet that recounts the piety of King David's 33-year rule in Jerusalem. Here in the Haftorah, we are told of the journey of the Ark to David's new capital. The Ark had previously been taken captive from the Mishkan by the Plishtim and then returned, but it had been kept since then at various temporary locations. The symbolic move of reclaiming the Ark and bringing it to be near to his palace shows David's devotion to the Almighty and intention of having God's Torah to be a source of power and inspiration for his rule. The idea characterizes David's interactions with his wife Michal, the daughter of Shaul, and the prophet Nathan. Standing before the Ark of God, David feels no different from or superior to any of his subjects, but this does nothing to truly compromise his standing. The honor of a ruler of Israel only grows the more he humbles himself before God. The Haftorah begins as follows: Sefer Shmuel Ba, Perek Vav, Pasuk Aleph. And David continued, Vayosef, and he gathered. Vayosef, O David, as kol bachar b'Yisrael shloshim aleph. David gathered all the chosen of Israel, 30,000, which is a very large group of people. What is the point of this large gathering? Pasuk Beis. Vayakom vayelech David v'chol amasher ito mi Bali Yehuda. David and all the people who were with him went up from Bali Yehuda la'alos misham is Aron Elokim asher nikra shem Hashem tzavakos Yosef hakruvim alav. They went out for the purpose of what? To take up to the city of David the Ark of God, which is called through the name of God, the name of the Lord of hosts, who is seated amongst the Kruvim. Now, if you note here, it says, Miba'ale Yehuda. This is referring to Kiryat Ya'arim, which is also known as Bala, which is where in Kiryat Ya'arim, in the territory of Yehuda, the Ark was housed in Tona. So let's just have a brief recap. Where was the Aron Kodesh? Why was it not in Ir David? Why does David want to bring it there? Because he wants understands that to be the seat of his power, the holiness of God's presence. After the Jewish people entered Eretz Yisrael under the tutelage of Yehoshua, the Mishkan, as we know, many of us have been zocha to be there, was situated in Shiloh for a very long time. The Ark rested in the Mishkan there for 369 years. Almost as long as the Beit HaMikdash. If the first Beit HaMikdash stood for 410 years, the Mishkan was in Shiloh for 369 years. That's a really long time. However, during a war between Am Yisrael and the Pelishtim, the Israelites brought the Ark into battle. We know this very famous, hoping would bring victory. This is back in Sefer Shmuel Aleph. However, the Ark was captured by the Pelishtim, the sons of Eli, Hophni and Pinchas died, and the Ark was taken to several Plishti cities during this time. However, since plague and destruction struck every Plishti city where the Ark went, they decided to return it to Israel. Notably, they place it on a wagon and send it back with offerings. This is very notable because in our Haftorah, when the Ark is first being traveled, it's placed on a wagon, and this was incorrect, and disaster strikes. After, when David brings it directly to Ir David, it is not on a wagon, but rather carried on shoulders as it should be. And it arrives in Beit Shemesh, the Ark. Okay, so the Plishtim place it on a wagon. They send it back with offerings. It arrives in Beit Shemesh. However, some of the residents look inside the Aron Kodesh, and a divine punishment strikes them. They are afraid, so they ask another city to take it. At this point, the Aron Kodesh is moved to Kiryat Yearim. It was placed in the house of Avinadav and his son Elazar, who were sanctified to guard it. And the Ark remains there for about 20 years during the leadership of Shmuel HaNavi. When King David becomes king and takes Jerusalem as political capital, he wants, of course, to unify the kingdom, both politically and religiously, spiritually. He wants to establish Jerusalem as the central religious center. He wants to prepare the city that will ultimately house the Beit HaMikdash. Therefore, he decides to bring the Aron Kodesh, the Ark, from Kiryat Yearim to Yerushalayim. This is what our passage, our Haftorah, is describing. Pasuk Gimel, Vayarkivu es Arno lekim el agala chadasha, Vayisumi beit Avinadav asher begiva, Vayuza v'achil b'nei Avinadav nohagim es agala chadasha. We're in Pasuk Gimel. So what happens? They mount the Ark of the Covenant on a new cart. It is a new cart. It did not come in contact with any object of ritual impurity. And Steinsaltz Nevi'im notes, the Ark had previously been returned by the Plishtim in a cart, in a wagon, and this may have been the same vehicle with some modifications. However, Steinsaltz Nevi'im, it is prohibited to transport the Ark on this matter. It's supposed to be carried by the Levim on their shoulders. So here we have an error. This is the first error. And they bring it from the house of Avinadav, and it is the sons of Avinadav themselves who are watching this transport. Uzzah and Achio are supervising and accompanying the transport. Pasuk Dalet tells us they bring the cart, the wagon, from the house of Avinadav with the Aaron Elohim on it, and Achio is walking before the Ark. V'Achio Holech Lifnei HaAaron, which means that who is following behind? Uzzah is walking behind it. And David and all of the house of Israel, Pasuk Hey, are rejoicing, Mesachakim Lifnei Hashem, they are rejoicing before Hashem with all kinds of different displays of rejoicing, with branches and with harps and with lyres and with drums and with timbrels and with cymbals. There's a whole musical accompaniment of the Ark on this wagon. But they come to the place called Gored Nachon, the threshing floor, of Nachon, and the oxen stumble. Kisham tu habakar. When the oxen stumble, instinctively, Uzzah reaches out his hand to stabilize the Aaron that should not fall. Except that the Aaron does not need to be stabilized. Aaron is no seyes, no sav. The Aaron carries those who carry it. Instinctively, Uzzah reaches out. What happens? Vayichrav Hashem b'Uzzah. The wrath of God flares at Uzzah, and he was struck down right there, and he died there by the Aaron. Okay, this is, of course, the One of the connections to the Parsha, just like Nadav and Avihu acted improperly and brought a foreign fire they were not commanded, Uzzah did not act properly. He did not need to strengthen the Aron to stabilize it. Of course, it does not need stabilizing. It stabilizes itself. It carries those who carries it. It was very bad in the eyes of David, what just happened to Uzzah. And David was now afraid. And he says, Eich yavo Eli Aron Hashem. How could I bring the Aron of Hashem to Jerusalem? Look what just happened. Velo Ava David la Syria. Love is Aron Hashem. David does not want to bring the Aron Hashem al Ir David to Ir David. So what do they do with Aron Hashem in the meantime? Once Uzzah dies, they put it into the house of Oved Edom Hagiti. It stays in the house of Oved Edom Hagiti, who Steinzel's Nevi'im knows this is a Levite. He's one of the Levi'im, who later served with his sons in the temple. However, the whole time that the Aron is in Beit Oved Edom Hagiti, Shlosha Chadashim, for all 3 months that it is in his house, Vayivarech Hashem is Oved Edom. As called Bezo, Hashem blesses Oved Edom and his entire household. David gets word, and he is told, Beirach Hashem is Bezo Oved Edom. You're not going to believe this, but God has blessed the house of Oved Edom and everything that he has because of the Aron Elokim. So David goes, and now he wants to bring the Aron Elokim from the house of Oved Edom to Ir David Besimcha. He realizes it is a source of blessing, and this time, the Aron is not put on a wagon this time. The Aron is being carried on the people's shoulders, and every 6 steps, Vayizbach Shoru Maria, amazing, every 6 steps, King David would slaughter a bull and a fattened oxen, amazing, to offer these animals with gratitude and with joy to Hashem. What was David doing? David mecharker b'chol oz lifnei Hashem. David was dancing with all of his strength before God, and David was wearing a special chagura ephod bad. He was cloaked in a linen ephod kind of garment, similar to what the Kohanim wore. He was showing his great joy and honor given to the Aron Bris Hashem. V'David v'chol beis Yisrael malim es Aron Hashem b'teruah over kol shofar, and King David and the entire assembly were bringing the Aron of Hashem up to Ir David with great musical accompaniment, with a truah blast, with a kol shofar. And Michal, Bas Shaul, David's wife, Nishkefa ba'arachalon. Very similar Lashon, by the way, when Sisera's coming back from battle and his mother's looking out the window. But okay, Nishkefa ba'arachalon. She's looking out the window and she sees David HaMelech is dancing with all his glory. Vativeizla belibo. She feels contempt for him in her heart. Pasuk Yitzayin, they bring the Aron of Hashem. They stand in the special tent that David HaMelech pitched for it. And David brings olos and shlamim offerings before the ark. And David completes bringing these olos and these shlamim, and he blesses the nation and the name of Hashem, the Lord of hosts. Not only that, everyone who's attended the ceremony, he gives them gifts of food from man to woman to take home. He gives loaves of bread. He gives portions of meat from the oxen that he has just slaughtered. He gives a certain and cake made with jug of wine and grapes, and the people each went to their home. And David goes to bless the people. Vateitze micha bashal, they cross David. Vatomer man nechbar ayam, melech Yisrael, shon nigla ayam le'enei amahos, avadav ki higolos nigolos achad ha-reikim. She says, in a sense, sarcastically, if you will, how honorable today was the king of Israel. He exposed himself before the eyes of the maidservants and of his servants, and the matter that one of the lowly people is exposed. Why were you dancing like that? Why did you let yourself being over to such external simcha? It is not appropriate for the king of Israel. And what does David say back to her? Vayomer David al Michal, and David says, Lifnei Hashem asher bachar bi me'avich, whom he called Beso, that Savos Osi Nagid Alam Hashem Al Yisrael, V'sichak Lifnei Hashem. David begins his reply with the words Lifnei Hashem. Amazing. Pasuk of Av. And he ends with the words Lifnei Hashem. How powerful is that? Michal sort of demeans him, and she says, what are you making yourself so lowly, like a manservant, like a maidservant? You're dancing with such a, without any inhibitions before the people, like a commoner? He begins with the words Lifnei Hashem, and he ends with the words Lifnei Hashem. Vayomer David al Michal, I'm going to repeat the pasuk. Lifnei Hashem, I was only before God. Asher bachar bi me'avich u'mikol beiso. God chose me more than your father Saul and all of his household. Litzavos osi, who was commanded? I was commanded. Negid alam Hashem, I was commanded to be a ruler over the nation of God, over Israel. V'sichachti. Do you know why I was rejoicing? Because I was lifnei Hashem. What a powerful lesson that we can all learn. The source of our simcha, the source of our celebrations, the source of what gives us joy, we should always ask ourselves, are we lifnei Hashem? Of course, it is the same King David who tells us in Sefer Tehillim, Shuvisi Hashem lenegdi samid, ki mini bal emo, Tehillim 16:8. I place God before my right side always, I shall not falter. If God is before us always, that is true. But are we cognizant that we are always before God? King David says, do not criticize my simcha. It is only because I realize at all times that I am acting before God. And what is the Aron Kodesh? It represents the divine presence where the Shekhinah dwells and is mitzamtzeim to dwell amongst us. It represents Torah, the Luchos HaBris, the life of a Jew. What should give us simcha? Always, Ivdu Es Hashem b'simcha, David HaMelech says in Kapitel Kuf HaVtelem, Bo Lefanav Birna Na. Says King David in chapter 100 of Psalms, Ivdu Es Hashem b'simcha, don't worry about what other people think about you. Serve God with joy. Come before him with song. And therefore, King David says to Michal, my joy was totally appropriate because I live a life, lifnei Hashem. And I'm talking to myself. Do I live a life of simcha, recognizing I am always lifnei Hashem? And David HaMelech says, I would be even more demeaned. V'nikalosi ormizos. I would be even more demeaned. V'ayisi shafal be'enai. I would even be lowly in my own eyes. V'im ha'amahos asher amart imam I kaveda. I would even be lowly in the eyes of the maidservants, though I put myself to shame. I would always be honored if I am bringing honor to shame Hashem, if my actions are always lifnei Hashem. And then we are told that Micha bas Shaul did not have child until the day of her death. Steinzaltz, Nevi'im, this was a divine punishment for a criticism of David when she should have respected him for serving God with all his heart. Alternatively, Steinzaltz Nevi'im notes, interestingly, this quarrel caused a divide between David and Michal, who had many other wives. King David subsequently kept his distance from her. But there's a lot of lessons, and there's a lot going on here. We have to serve Hashem with the parameters of what is allowed in Torah. We have to know that the Torah carries us. We do not carry it. We have to know that the Torah should always have a permanent place in our homes, in our hearts, in our lives, in our nations. We have to recognize the sanctity and the holiness of Yerushalayim, Yer Kodesh, founded, of course, established by David Melech Yisrael. We have to appreciate the gift that Hashem gives us by bestowing His Shechina amongst us. And we always have to remember, am I acting with the Hashem? As I said, the Torah is not over here for Ashkenazim. Ashkenazim continue with the first 17 psukim of Perek Zayin, and that is that David Melech desires to build a home for Hashem, but Nasan and Navi gets a message from God to be delivered to David. That is not his task. It will be the task of his son to build the home for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you so much, everybody, for learning with me. I wish you a beautiful day. Be'ezrat Hashem, Shabbat Shalom. Kol Tov, and thank you to all.